votes on the executive committee recommendations. If you remember, you didn't have that document with you. We provided you that document, and I said we'd come back to that at the end of the day today. I'll give you a moment to reference that document. Okay, so you remember that we had three potential votes we could take. The first was on the seventh item, which is approval of SOPs, which is enclosure 5 behind document number 7. You've had several days to look it over. Terry?
I make a motion that the council approve the revised SOPs as discussed.
Is there a second? Seconded by Rip Cunningham. Discussion? Ready for the question? All those in favor, raise your hand. 13. Opposed? Abstentions? 1 abstention. Terry?
I make a motion that the council approve the revised advisory panel policy stating that no proxies are allowed for AP members.
Is there a second? Seconded by Rip. Discussion? Ready for the question? All those in favor, raise your hand. 14.
Terry? I'd like to make a motion that the council approve the revised election process policy as discussed today's date.
Seconded by Rip Cunningham. Discussion? Ready for the question? All those in favor, raise your hand. 14, unanimous. That's all I had for the executive committee report in terms of loose ends. Is there other business to come before the council? Does anyone have other business? Anyone on the council? Anyone in the audience? Eric?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll make this very brief. Eric Brazer, I'm with the Fixed Gear Sector. I originally came here today to request council support to allow sectors and common pool vessels, for that matter, to use some peer-reviewed scientific results that have been available for nearly 4 years now. These results disprove the current assumption that there's a full 100% mortality on all sublegal cod released by fishermen using hook and line gear. While this specific study and these results focus on hook fishing, the primary issue that I see at stake here is the timely incorporation of valid scientific results into fisheries management decisions. These data were collected between 2004 and 2006. This report was published in 2007, and 4 years later, we still haven't seen the incorporation of these results. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. I look forward to bringing this back up at the April meeting. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric. Anyone else? Back to the council. Dr. Pierce.
On that particular issue, I guess that is one way to go. Wait until the April meeting and it can be brought back to us at that time. Another alternative would be to forward the report to the plan development team and request its review of that particular report, and then provide us with recommendations as to whether or not the findings should be used. I just look to you for your guidance, Mr. Chairman, whatever would be the smoothest course of action.
Tom?
I noticed Jim and Nancy are gone, but I just want to point out that During the GARM 3 development, one of the working papers that reviewed by the GARM 3 working panel was a paper that summarized all the available reports on survival and discard mortality for stocks of fish that are managed under the groundfish plan. When I say all available, what I mean is all the specific reports that addressed stocks like plaice and cod and that. It included, I believe, the report that Eric may be referring to, and the conclusion of the GARM 3 panel was that they didn't incorporate any of those reports. Well, I shouldn't say that. They've been using one for winter flounder, but for the other stocks, they didn't incorporate any of the new survival information. Because when you read those reports, you see that there's a wide range in survival and discard mortality from report to report, depending on all kinds of factors, including water temperature, how the fish are handled, and all of that kind of stuff. And bottom line is that they didn't incorporate that into the assessment. So that's when we went, I'd have to check to see if Amendment 16 actually says this or not, but what is used in the discard estimates is whatever survival and discard mortality assumptions are used in the assessment so that there's correspondence between the catches that are in the assessments and the catches that are coming out. What we didn't want to happen was to have a different discard mortality rate used for monitoring sectors than what is applied when you're trying to estimate fishing mortality in the assessment down the road. And I can provide anybody who wants a link to the working paper that summarized the reports that were considered and talked about at the GARM. I think the one Eric is talking about was one of those, but I could be wrong.
Well, that's certainly something we should look into, whether it was available at the time of GARM 3. I don't recall. So maybe we'll see you in April. Anything further at the council? You guys want to hang out and talk about?
Yeah.
Well, thanks, everybody. We'll see you in April.
Motion to reconsider. Had it. Catch caps.